Editor. Since 2007, the Seeschelt Aquatic Center has had expensive maintenance issues. The ventilation system, the AC and boiler repairs, replacement costing $800,000. In 2020, the fire sprinkler corrosion was discovered, and a new nitrogen-based technology, costing an additional $800,000, plus an interim repair of $150,000 was recommended by SCRD staff. Presently, roof replacement of both the Gibson's Community Center and Seeschelt Aquatic Center is being discussed at a cost of $3.5 million. Additionally, the repair to the hot water showers at SAC has tripled in cost, due in part, to using an engineering consultant, rather than a good, local plumber. Was a task force ever selected to determine the best equipment, design and builders? Were other aquatic centers in the province used as models? Did the legal department draft a builder's contract with enforceable warranties? Why was the water-based sprinkler system originally selected? Was a robust maintenance schedule in place? Was the SCRD maintenance personnel sufficiently knowledgeable? The 2022 annual report clarified, the Seeschelt landfill is expected to reach its capacity in mid-2025. Nonetheless, the SCRD lists, as an achievement, a $1.4 million new users entrance. A one-year contract with a private enterprise was recommended to operate the active area, costing $784,000. This represents a 100% increase over last year's contract, and creates a $400,000 deficit. Staff recommended, and the board approved covering this deficit with increased taxation. Inflation, explained the infrastructure manager, is the culprit. 2023 inflation is forecast at 7%, dropping below 5% in 2024. Since 2012, the Vancouver CPI has been 2.7% or lower. No index reading justifies this 100% increase. Fiscal prudence dictates that if you don't have the money, cancel the service. The SCRD and our elected officials must understand that this cavalier practice of increasing tax revenues as the only solution is no longer acceptable. Jamie Gonzalez, Gibson's.